Live from Nashville, Tennessee, this is the Living Room Sessions on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
Well, there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. Long about 18 and 25, he left Tennessee very much alive. And he never would have made it through the Arkansas mud, hadn't been a riding on the Tennessee Stud. He had him some trouble with his sweetheart's pa. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. He sent her a letter by his uncle Bud. He rode away on the Tennessee Stud. The Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve, he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. Well, he drifted on down into no man's land, crossed that river called the Rio Grande. He raced his horse with the Spaniard foal, got him a skin full of silver and gold. Him and the gambler, they couldn't agree, they got in a fight over Tennessee. They jerked the guns, the gambler fell with a thud, he rode away on the Tennessee Stud. Well, he got about as lonesome as a man could be, dreaming of his girl back in Tennessee. The Tennessee Stud's green eyes turned blue, he was a dreaming of his sweetheart too. The loped right back across Arkansas, he whooped her brother and he whooped her paw. He found the girl with the golden hair, she was a riding on the Tennessee mare. The Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve, he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. Well, stirrup to stirrup and side by side, they crossed the mountains and the valleys wide. When they came to Big Mud, he had to ford the flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee Stud. Pretty little baby on the cabin floor, little horse cold playing round the door. He loved the girl with the golden hair, the Tennessee Stud loved the Tennessee mare. The Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve, he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. Oh, come on, Jerry. Let you and me go for a ride. You ride the Tennessee Stud. I'll ride the Tennessee mare. And oh, what a ride. Whoa, whoa now.
Live from Nashville, I'm your host, Gary Holt. And welcome to the Living Room Sessions. Each week we'll bring you the experience of a live concert with amazing performers to you in the comfort of your own living room or wherever you are. Our first guest is a little bit of country and a whole lot of cowboy. And please welcome our very special guest, the award-winning singer-songwriter, Dawn Anita Plumley. Hey, Dawn.
Hey, Gary. How are you doing?
I am doing good, and I am so excited to have you with us today.
Well, I am very excited myself, and I tell you, it is indeed an honor that you have chosen me to be a part of these Living Room Session shows. So
well,
now
I'd
like
that.
To welcome everyone to the show. What do you say,
well,
Gary? Let's sit back.
I appreciate that. I'm going to sit back and take my seat and enjoy the concert. And when we get about an hour into the show, I'll come back and visit with you a little bit more. But right now, I'm going to turn the stage over to you, Dawn Anita.
All right. Thanks, Gary. All right. Well, everyone, welcome. I want you to sit back and relax and get ready for a journey through my 51 years in the music business from my early recordings up to date. We'll hear some country, a little gospel, and some Western. It'll give you a little better insight into my music and my career down through the years. I have to stop and realize how many years it has been. But the nice thing is, I'm still able to live the dream. And like the song says, I'm back to riding rainbows again. So what do you say, let's give a listen now to Riding Rainbows.
I was flying high above old Amarillo town. My head was in the clouds and my feet were hanging down. If I'd have had him in the stirrup, well, I might have not got thrown. Well, I bit the dust, but I'm back up, raring to go. I'm back to riding rainbows again. A cowgirl keeps getting on until she finally wins. Put a bridle on another dream and saddle up the wind. I'm back to riding rainbows again. Well, I've rolled into the buzzer and I've had my share of falls. I've been in the winner's circle, I've been raked off against the wall. Some men miss all the pleasure just trying to dodge the pain. While they're searching for the sunshine, I'll be dancing in the rain. I'm back to riding rainbows again. A cowgirl keeps getting on until she finally wins. Put a bridle on another dream and saddle up the wind. I'm back to riding rainbows again. It's not the pot of gold that makes me go the extra mile. It's just the more I lose, the more the winning seems worthwhile. Back to riding rainbows again. A cowgirl keeps getting on until she finally wins. Put a bridle on another dream and saddle up the wind. I'm back to riding rainbows again. Put a bridle on another dream and saddle up the wind. I'm back to riding rainbows again.
Well, it is nice to still be out there riding rainbows. And I live on a ranch in Oklahoma. It's about a mile from where I grew up. My daddy was a cowboy and I was his cowgirl. Well, I married a cowboy and I come from a musical family. And I started singing at the age of 7 and joined a country band in high school. Then I ran off to Seattle at 16 to marry my husband, Jerry. After 62 years, well, I think it might be working. You know, a good friend of mine early on in my career wanted to introduce me to Bob Wills, so we went to Fort Worth to the Stagecoach Inn. And Bob was ill and wasn't there, so I asked the band leader, Johnny Patterson, if I could sit in. And he agreed, even though normally no one was allowed to sit in on a Saturday night. Well, after I sang, "Hey, Good Looking," he leaned over and said, "Hey, do another one." Well, he talked to me after the dance and told me he owned a studio and wanted me to do some demos. Well, it'd be about 2 years before that happened. My first professional job was with the band when we went to a rodeo in a local town and I asked to sit in with the band. Well, they kept asking me to sing another and another. And after 5 songs, they finally let me get down and then the leader of the band asked me to join their band. Well, my fans kept asking me to do a record, so I called Johnny Patterson and asked him how much it would cost for 545s. Well, he told me about $500, and I thought, I could sell them off the bandstand for a dollar apiece and break even. So off I went to Fort Worth to record some songs at Johnny's four-track studio. And one of the songs on that session was a song he wrote called Loneliness is Poor Excuse for Love. The reaction to this recording was truly unbelievable. I sold those 500 singles and many more. It played all across the country and made the playlist on WBAP in Fort Worth, which was one of the biggest recording stations at the time. Well, I was a regular on a syndicated TV show in Tulsa when an A&R man with RCA who'd heard my song on the radio got in touch with me. I didn't believe he was for real at first, but after discovering he was legit, we made plans for a session in Nashville. And a few days before we were to fly out, he called to say that after we got the record out, I'd be on the road 5 and 6 nights a week. Well, it hadn't dawned on me until then, but I knew I couldn't go through with it. I just couldn't stand not being able to watch my children grow up. So I turned down the offer. Needless to say, he wasn't very happy about my decision. Well, what do you say we give a listen to Loneliness now?
Loneliness is a poor told me you love me, and I said the same. We're unworthy, disgraceful. Our love is just shame. Think twice of your children, put your marriage above, 'cause loneliness is a poor excuse. I don't want to hurt you, and you're not to blame. We just have to go home and both face the same. I'll never forget you. We were both victims of, but loneliness is a poor excuse. Too late to salvage our lives. Think twice of your children, put your marriage above, 'cause loneliness is a poor excuse for love. Oh, we just have to wake up and both realize, I hope we're not too late to salvage our lives. Think twice of your children, put your marriage above, 'cause loneliness is a poor excuse.
All right. Well, after that, I did sign a contract with Discus Records, and Johnny Patterson became my manager, and I recorded my first album called Country Dawn. I started doing shows with Texas Playboys, and we did some shows with stars like Johnny Russell, Kenny Surratt, Hank Thompson, Willie Nelson, Mel Tillis, Johnny Rodriguez, Tanya Tucker. Well, I was scheduled to do a show with Johnny Russell and Duncan, and he called me and asked me to pick him up at the airport in Oklahoma City. Well, I asked him, I said, well, how am I going to know you? He said, oh, honey, you won't be able to miss me. So when he first got in the car, I turned around and said, you know, Johnny, "You're the biggest star I've ever had in my vehicle." Well, he was so good-natured. Took that in stride, and we did several shows with him and formed a great relationship. Tanya had just released Delta Dawn, and she was singing at the rodeo in Ardmore, and I was singing at a local club. Well, the club was crowded way beyond capacity when I noticed a young girl standing at the edge of the bandstand. Well, during the break, a man came over and stuck out his hand and said, "Well, hi, I'm glad to meet you. I'm Bo Tucker." Well, the crowd was loud, and I was on a break, and without thinking, I shook his hand and said, "Well, glad to meet you." He stuck his hand out again and did the same thing, and then a third time. And then he said, "Well, I don't believe you understand. I'm Bo Tucker, Tanya's dad." Well, I jumped up out of my chair and grabbed his hand and shook it vigorously and said, "Well, Bo, it's nice to meet you." Well, he said he wanted Tanya to watch my show, and I told him that I was really honored. Well, he then talked to me privately and told me I needed to go see Kelso Hurston with Universal Records in Nashville and that he'd call him and let him know I was coming. Unfortunately, that didn't happen until 2 years later, and Universal was no longer in existence, and Kelso was head of a jingle company. But when I saw him, he said that Bo had talked to him about me, and he wondered why I never showed up. We lived in Seattle for a short time, and I called Chet Atkins up one day and not expecting to get to talk to him. And when he got on the line, I said, hello, is that you, Chet? Well, I'm Donna Nita, and I'm a singer. Well, he chuckled and asked if I had a tape, and I told him, well, no, I didn't, but I'd make one. So I sent him a tape and waited a couple of weeks, and when he didn't call, I called him back, and the first thing I said to him was, well, did you get my tape? Well, he was very nice again and asked me, said, now, what tape was that? So he said, well, I'll look your tape up, and he did and called me back later and said he's going to be in Reno and invited me to join him, but we were struggling just to get by, and it just wasn't possible. And then a client at the law firm where I was working was from California, and he'd heard me sing and wanted to back me. Well, he flew us to L.A., where I met a producer named Richard Burns, and he was very well connected in the L.A. scene. And after singing several songs for him, he said he had the perfect song for me written by Mac Davis called Please Be Gentle. Well, I knew when I heard it, it fit my style. And we also did another song that had some yodeling called If You Want to Be a Cowboy. And then after that, I signed a record deal with Churchill Records, who had had great success in getting songs in the top 10. But unfortunately, the release of Please Be Gentle never happened because they lost their backers. But it still remains one of my favorite recordings. So what do you say we listen to Please Be Gentle?
Feelings are not really
You know, that was one of the, actually, the biggest production that I was ever had the opportunity to record. He brought in a full orchestra for that song, and I've always loved it. Well, we went to Nashville, and I met Curly Putman, who was the writer of Green, Green Grass of Home, and he didn't understand my name at first. And I said, well, you know, like Dawn in the morning. And he said, oh, and Anita at night? Well, I've used that phrase many times since, and it does help people remember my name. Well, while we were there, we went to the Long Hollow Jamboree, and I saw Benny Martin, who I'd met about 2 years before in a guitar shop on Lower Broadway. He had accompanied me on several songs while sitting on an amp in the guitar shop. So I approached him and said, well, I'm sure you won't remember me, and he immediately said, well, yes, I do. How could I forget you? Well, he invited me to sing the next week, said some promoters were coming that he thought would like to hear me. Well, I was so surprised when they booked me on a 6-week tour in Canada. We had a great time and did shows in Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, and a little town called Pope Moose where no one spoke English. Well, they couldn't speak English, but they could sure sing right along with all those old Loretta and Patsy and Tammy Wynette songs. Well, later I met a writer named Jody Emerson when we were at a cookout at John Anderson's. I booked a session and recorded a couple of her songs. And armed with what I thought for sure were hits, I just knew I would get the label's attention. Oh, but young Nashville execs did not understand the traditional country sound and were not interested. But I did find someone who was, Gene Watson's manager, Russ Reeder. He had heard me sing on some demos, and he released a song that I had recorded called If You Want to Be a Cowboy on his label out of Texas. And later he introduced us to Gene Watson and invited us to his recording sessions every time Gene came to town to record, which was such an honor. So the release of If You Want to Be a Cowboy developed into a lifelong friendship with Gene, and we later worked some shows with him. So what do you say? Let's give a listen now to If You Want to Be a Cowboy.
Well, if you want to be a gambler, if you want to be a hobo, you got to learn how to ride the rod. You can be anything that you want to be, but you got to know what to do. So if you want to be a cowboy, you got to learn who you're to lay, 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 lay. Now if you want cowboy. You gotta learn to
attention, and the audience is kind of yawning, get up there and do a yodeling song. That'll work. Well, I was in Canada. I had written some songs, so we went into the studio and demoed them. Well, it turned out to be one of those magical sessions. And Chapel Music wanted to put three of them on hold for Dale Davies, who was really hot at the time. Well, foolish me. I thought, well, if they're good enough for her, they're good enough for me. But the thing was, she was the one who had the record deal. Well, I went into the studio again, and this time did the production myself, which was pretty scary. But it turned out great. And when I had enough songs completed, I released my second album called A New Dawn. Well, I had high hopes about this being able to get a contract, but it didn't come along. So we moved back to Oklahoma. But there was no way I would give up on my music. At the time, there were lots of farmers that were losing their farms due to the bad economy. So we decided that we would release There'll Be No One to Live Out on the Farm to help the farmers. We mailed out to reporting stations, and it was picked up by several stations. And what a surprise it was to me when it was one of the top 10 songs for the year in New York. Well, we booked a tour and met with the heads of the FFA in 10 states, but we were never able to get the project off the ground. And shortly thereafter, Willie Nelson started Farm Aid, and with his clout, it became successful, which I was really glad of. So what do you say? Let's hear There'll Be No One to Live Out on the Farm.
The time may come when there'll be no one to live out on the farm. I always thought how great it'd be to live out on the farm. A newborn colt or a baby calf makes a feeling in me warm. Some kids and lived out on the fall. Oh, the north wind blew and the children grew, and the fire kept us warm. I wouldn't trade the life we made living on the fall. On and on, we prayed for rain, and the showers came, and the heat burned from the sun. With the driving hail and the milking pain, our work was never done, though our bones were tired from working hard. We loved it on the farm. Now the time may come when a farmer's son won't be there to carry on with the price of fuel and the farmer's due and the market going down. Oh, we love the land and it's been our plan to leave it to a son, but the time may come.
I'd like to give credit to my mother, Laverna Diffie, who we lost way too soon in a car accident, for inspiring me and helping me write that song. Well, I joined the Oklahoma Opry, which was a cool little theater in Oklahoma City. They had a great show and hired the best musicians, and the audience was good old hometown country folks, and they loved my yodeling and requested it every time I appeared. And I could not believe it when I won Female Vocalist and Entertainer of the Year the first year I joined. Well, I continued to write songs and work on my music, and my sister and her husband paid for the production of 12 songs. And these songs will always remain treasured memories to me. In fact, that's what I call the album. I was then approached by Channel 25, a television station in Oklahoma City, about hosting a country music show. The theme was showcasing new talent, and it was called the Don Anita Show. Well, I asked my nephew, Joe Diffie, to be a special guest, and we sang Sweet Dreams Die Hard live on the show. It was an awesome production. But unfortunately, the timing was not good, and we were unable to get sponsors for the show. Well, I entered a song I had written with a friend called Cheatin' List in an international songwriting contest. And about 2 months later, I got a call from a guy named Roy Halls, who was the owner of the Indie Bullet, and the first words out of his mouth were, "Congratulations, you are the winner." Well, I had forgotten all about entering, and I was at a loss as to what he was talking about, and I said, "Well, that's terrific. What am I the winner of?" Well, he said, "You won the International Songwriting Contest and a Nashville recording session." Well, I was stunned, but of course also very excited. Well, true to their word, they flew me to Nashville, where I recorded Cheatin' List with a Nashville producer named Mick Lloyd. Oh, the production was great, and the song came off even better than I could have imagined. They released the song on Harmony Street Records, and it went to number 2 overseas. So I think we should give it a listen right now. cheating list.
Well, here it is, 2 a.m., and you just walked through the door, telling me you had to work late again. Well, I've heard that line before. Reasons, excuses, that's all I ever hear from your lips. Well, I'm tired of those lies and alibis. I'm gonna write you up a cheating list. I'm writing you up a cheating list of lies you never told me before. Cause I don't wanna hear those same alibis when you walk through that door. Well, I could walk out, but it's not my style. If it was, I'd already be gone. When you get to the bottom of your cheating, I'm gonna make up one of my own. Do you think I'm such a fool? Do I appear naive? Or is it a part of your master plan, hoping that I might leave? Well, I've learned my lesson, darling, and you can count on this. There's some bridges to burn, and baby, it's my turn to try that cheating list. I'm writing you up a cheating list of lies you never told me before. Cause I don't wanna hear those same alibis when you walk through that door. Well, I could walk out, but it's not my style. If it was, I'd already be gone.
Maybe a contract might come out of the release of cheating list, but country music execs were not looking for a young gal in her 40s with a traditional country sound, and country music was fading on mainstream radio. We moved to Dallas temporarily to pursue a business venture that Jerry was working on at the time. Things didn't work out, and we went back home to the ranch, only to discover that someone had stolen everything out of our house. We agonized over our future and what we were going to do, and while riding our horses one day, Jerry said, well, let's just ride our horses to Nashville. You're booked at Fanfare in about 30 days, and we have enough time to make it. So, armed with nothing but our two horses, loaded down with feed, supplies, a pup tent, saddlebags, my guitar, and a few cassette tapes, we headed off to Nashville. It took us 24 days to get there, and it rained on us 22. I would not recommend this trip to anyone, but I wouldn't take anything for it. It was an unforgettable experience with some narrow escapes, but we met so many wonderful people along the way who helped us on our journey. Well, this horseback journey and all the chances I had let slip by in the music business inspired me to write my memoirs called One More Last Chance. And many people who have read the book have thought, well, I think it'd be a great movie. I decided I would record an album with my sister, Priscilla Diffie Couch, and we called it Together Forever. It was a labor of love and something I will always treasure. I also recorded an all-acoustic trucking album called Keeps On Truckin'. I wrote or co-wrote all of the songs but one, and I must say, the truckers are not only a great bunch of folks, but they do love country music. Well, our son came to see us while we were in Nashville, and we recorded some songs, and we loved the sound in his voice. He had a lefty flavor, so we decided to write some more songs and make an album. And we called it Mama Never Said It'd Be Easy after the title cut on the album. And we booked lots of shows and had the grandest time as mother and son making music. In fact, we recently released an EP called Raising Hell in Heaven that's been doing pretty well. Well, one of the songs on our first album called It's Time to Shine tells our story, and I think we should hear it right now.
The right decision all those years ago. If I had taken that path to stardom, we'd have riches untold. But there is one thing we couldn't have had if I'd been away. I couldn't have given you chose to share my childhood days. There's one thing I'd like to do for you, give back what you gave away. So let's pack up our old guitars and head off to Nashville. 'Cause Mama, you were a star back then, and you're a star still.
And it's time to shine. It's time to shine your light. Well, you can wish and you can wait, you can stall and hesitate, but when the time is right, it's right. And it's time to shine. Let that be. Open up your heart and let it show. 'Cause it's time to shine.
Well, now I know there was always a plan for our destiny. I just had to wait for my son to grow up so he could sing with me.
Well, Mama, your time has finally come. It's been a long climb up that hill. And Mama, your star is shining bright, and it always will.
And it's time to shine. It's time to shine your light. Well, you can wish and you can wait, you can stall and hesitate, but when the time is right, it's right. And it's time to shine. Let that feeling glow. Open your heart and let it show. 'Cause it's time to shine. Yeah, it's time to shine.
Well, you know, that song is very near and dear to my heart. And I think our son did a great job on that song, and I'm proud we got to sing that together. Well, most of my career, I've always included a medley of Elvis songs in my show, and I thought it would be great fun to do an album with nothing but Elvis tunes. Well, I called it the album It's Now or Never by Lady Elvis, and the audience always seems to be delighted when I do my Lady Elvis act. Well, I also decided to record a gospel album. There are so many old-time gospel songs that I love, and I had written a couple of songs for the project, one that I wrote with my sister, and we called it I Saw the Light after the Hank Williams tune. And I believe that it is probably one of the most special albums I've ever done. I recorded Vince Gill's Go Rest High on That Mountain and dedicated that song to my dad, who we'd lost a few years back. And I think if I were going to choose the top song I've ever recorded, it would definitely be in the running. So let's hear it now. Go Rest High on That Mountain. Well, I'd like to thank you, Vince Gill, for writing such a wonderful song. I know it's been recorded by many people, but I'll always treasure that particular song, and I'll think of my daddy when I listen to it. You know, I thought about retiring a time or two, but Jerry said, no, no, I want you to do at least one more album. So we decided that we'd record an album of some old standards that I always enjoyed singing. Oh, the session turned out great, and the musicians, Tom Smith and Milo Deering, truly grabbed the flavor for this traditional country album, and we called it The Dawn of Old Country, thanks to my son for thinking of that name. I used the tracks to Lovesick Blues to sing at the Miss Senior Oklahoma pageant in 2017. Oh, the audience loved it, and I guess the judges must have also, because I was selected as the 2017 Miss Senior Oklahoma of America, which was a great surprise to me. Oh, it was a wonderful year holding that title, and I was so proud to represent Oklahoma. My co-writing buddy, Ronnie Bishop, told me about the Western Music Association and said my music would be a perfect fit. Well, I had enough Western recordings that I'd done down through the years, so I thought, well, why don't I give it a shot? I'm an honest-to-gosh cowgirl, and I have these songs just sitting here. So I decided to release an album called Down on Wild Horse Creek. Well, I joined WMA, which is now IWMA, and went to their annual convention in Albuquerque, and I never dreamed the response that album would receive. It was Rick Huff's Pick of the Quarter in the spring 2018 edition of Western Way, and it came in at number 3 on their charts. I also joined the Academy of Western Artists and Pro Cowboy Country Artists Association and was nominated as Western Female Vocalist, and my album was nominated as Album of the Year. Oh, and what a surprise it was when my good friend and DJ, Alan Reynolds, announced I was the winner of the 2018 Western Female Vocalist. I was so shocked, it took me a minute to get up from my seat, and I was literally speechless. And for folks who know me, well, they know how unusual that is. And since that time, I released another album called The Country in Me, and my latest album is Saddling Up for God, Country, and Cowboys. And one of the songs from that album called Stand Up, I'm Talking About Texas, really made quite an impact and was the number one most played Western song in the fall 2019 edition of Western Way. Oh, I knew when we recorded it that something special happened. So why don't we give it a listen now?
Stand up, I'm talking about Texas, the greatest state the world has ever known. You can wear your boots and hat, no matter where you're at, from Amarillo down to San Antonio. Fort Worth, he met this rodeo queen. Said her daddy was mighty tough and mean. So he borrowed a horse and saddle. They've been checking on his cattle. Now her daddy thinks they make a pretty good scene. Her skin was soft as the petals of a rose. She wore cowboy boots and fancy western clothes. Cowtown is where he landed. Now he's been branded, and this Lone Star State has captured his soul. Stand up, I'm talking about Texas, the greatest state the world has ever known. You can wear your boots and hat, no matter where you're at, from Amarillo down to San Antonio. Okay, boys, swing it. They went out with a blue bonnet blue.
they made love beneath that big old harvest moon. Now he's two-stepping through life with his pretty wife, and they listen to those good old Bob Wilson. Stand up, I'm talking about Texas, the greatest state the world has ever known. You can wear your boots and hat no matter where you're at, from Amarillo down to San Antonio. You can wear your boots and hat no matter where you're at, from Amarillo down to San Antonio. Uh-huh.
You know, I've had a lot of people kid me and say, I can't believe you wrote that song, Stand Up, I'm Talking About Texas, and you're an Okie. Well, I'll tell you what, I have lots of good folks I love down in Texas, so it just happened and it worked out great. You know, most of my life has evolved around family, music, and horses, and I feel so lucky to have a family that supports me, a dedicated husband, two beautiful children, seven grandchildren, and six great-grandchildren. And as I reflect back over the years in my music career, well, I never dreamed that after turning down that contract with RCA almost 51 years ago that my career would still be going strong. I feel one of the reasons is that I have found my niche in the Western field. It fits my lifestyle, and there's so many people involved in the Western field that I can truly relate to. And, well, I'm able to sing and perform the music I love and not have to worry about staying in the mainstream. Oh, there have been many ups and downs in my career, and I sometimes wonder what would have happened had I taken that contract with RCA all those years ago. But I truly believe that my career has lasted longer, and I've been able to continue my music over the years because of the path I chose. I feel it is a blessing that I'm still able to do what I love and what I believe God placed me on this earth to do, and that's to share my music with the world. Oh, music has taken me down many a path, but I always come back home, down on Wild Horse Creek, because that's where my heart is. So what do you say? Let's listen to Down on Wild Horse Creek.
I never thought we'd leave that ranch on Wild Horse Creek. Then a smooth-talking city slicker showed up on our farm, telling us there's black gold in your ground. Why are you raising cattle? I curse the day that old man came around. We used to work together, mansion here in Dallas, with its fancy marble floors. You'd think that I'd be happy, but I'm not. With all these so-called riches, what I'm really longing for is that precious peace of mind that can't be bought. We used to work together.
Miss Dawn Anita has been our very, very special guest today on the Living Room Sessions. And Dawn, when I started the show, I said I had the best seat in the house. I have had the best seat in the house. I have thoroughly enjoyed your stories and your music. And, you know, we had you on the Campfire Cafe once or twice already, and I had so much fun visiting with you and talking with you. I just knew you would be perfect for the show, and you have been. So thank you so much for doing this.
Well, Gary, I really do appreciate getting to do this, and I have listened to some of the other shows of the Living Room Sessions, and I think this is such a wonderful, wonderful idea, especially in the environment that we're in the world today.
Well, it's true, and we're having a lot of fun doing these shows and finding out more about the performers and the entertainers, and I think it brings the audience closer to the artist, so they can not only enjoy their music, but really get a good feel for their life and how they are as people. And has been no exception today. They certainly have gotten to know you a little bit better and enjoy you. But I know folks are going to want to find your music and get copies of your CDs. So how can they do that?
Well, they can. I have a website, dawnanita.com, and also my music is on CD Baby. It's on i2irecords.com, and they can download it anywhere on one of their favorite sites, iTunes, Amazon, or whatever. And should folks want to perhaps buy my book, they can go to Amazon and put my name in there under books, and it'll come up. One more last chance.
Well, if the book is as great as your stories and your music, they're certainly going to get the book. And so I would encourage people to do that and visit her website. Just go ahead and order her music directly from the website. Get the whole CD. And so much great, great music. I said a little bit earlier, you're a little bit of cowboy and a whole lot of country, and you sure are. And it has been so much fun having you with us today. So thank you again for doing that. So next week on the Living Room Sessions, Mr. Andy Hedges is going to be joining us. And that's coming up on the Living Room Sessions for next week. And then on the Campfire Cafe, we'll be joined by another great artist. And let me see who that's going to be. I think that's going to be Solitaire Miles. And Solitaire is from Chicago, but she is a great singer, and she's got some great Western swing. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And the Campfire Cafe in Saddle of America comes on every Thursday at noon Central Standard Time. And, of course, the Living Room Sessions you can listen to on Saturdays at noon Central Standard Time as well. And with all of our shows, they're archived, so you can go back and listen to the podcast of all of the shows at your leisure. But, Don, it's been a joy to have you with us. It's always a pleasure to have our audience join us from around the world. And right now we're going to close out this show with another of your great songs. It's one called Ride the Wind. Don, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary.
There was a strong wind blowing across the plain when we saddled up and headed out in the rain. Destination was to find peace of mind, to ride the wind, leave our troubles behind. Packed up a lifetime of memories, shattered hopes and old worn out dreams. We rode for miles through the wind and the rain, it helped wash away the hurt and the pain. When the wind died down and night would fall, once again old misery would come to call. But as a new day dawned, we'd find a friend with words that echoed strong. Ride the wind. Ride the wind. Set yourself free. Follow. But the wind kept blowing and whispering, keep on going, ride the wind. Ride the wind, set yourself free, follow the trail of your destiny. With freedom as your friend, and no ties that bind, you can ride. Unshackled.